So I'm always talking about the year-to-date median sales price, $2,250,000. Again, tracking the pending, what's pending today. There's 63 pending listings, median price of 2 million, just under 2.5 million for the 60. Right, I just get choked up about it, just talking about it. For the 63 pending listings, almost 2.5 million, and then year-to-date sales, 2,250,000. Now, when you look at searches on MLS, they have all these columns, and the original list price, the sold price per square foot, and then they have sold to list ratio. In other words, what percentage did it get? But when I looked at the median price of what sold and the median price of what the original listing price was, it never matched these percentages that they listed. So I finally called Flex MLS. And they explained to me that, yeah, that percentage is not that number, the difference between the median price, like the original list price, $2,295,000, and the sold price, $2,250,000. You think you could, you don't use that percentage. What they do is they go to every sale individually, all 571 sales year to date, and they can individually say, okay, this one sold for 105% over its asking price. This one sold for 95%. So they get these numbers. And the numbers are pretty staggering that the sold to list ratio is 99.01%. So virtually 99% is the sold to list ratio. Now, that's the asking price at the time of sale. Say, well, but what if it was listed higher? And many properties were listed higher. So if they go compare the sold price to the original list price, it's still about 98.5%. 98.46% is the sold price from the original list price ratio. I find it. I mean, I always knew things sold high, but it was a little. It's higher than I thought. I mean, you see things sell over asking all the time, and you see some things where they started really high and it drops a lot. So it's pretty, to me, amazingly high. Now, if you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, it's even higher. Instead of 99.01%, it's 99.54%, the sold to list ratio, what it sold for and what it was asking at the time. If you go back to the original list price, it's still 99.01%. I mean, now, does that mean if you list your house for $1 million, you should expect to get 99.01% because you don't live in Montecito Hope Ranch? No, but that's what the median is. That means, half of the 571 got the 99%, and the other half got above that. Now, if you take Montecito only, oh, and by the way, of the 571 sales, there were 125 price changes. Some of them probably went up. So that was just about 22%. If you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, it was 465 sales. There were 96 price changes, and that represented just about 20%. And if you look at Montecito only, the 94 sales, there were 25 price changes, 26.6%. So you see a higher percentage of the Montecito only listings had a higher percentage of price changes. And their sold to list ratio is lower, 96.42%, compared to without Montecito and Hope Ranch, 99.5%. But not much of a difference when you compare it to the original list price. It's 96.09% Montecito only. These are the median percentages. So I thought that was interesting, and I hope you did as well. I have a great insurance update, but I don't have time to tell you. I will tell you, I finally made it to Etty's Deli and Bakery at 524 Chapala Street. It's open Tuesday to Friday, you have to actually, it's like a private club. It's like the Santa Barbara Club or the University Club. You have to be a member. It's not like a restaurant. But to be a member, you have to call up and say, can I be a member? And they say, yes. And then you're a member. And you can go in and you can order to go. You could walk in. There, ETTY apostrophe S had half of a pastrami sandwich. My niece had matzo ball soup for the first time in her life. Had a couple of knishes, potato and kasha knishes, really good. And check it out. And I bought a challah. I ordered it. You have to order it by Wednesday to pick it up on Friday. And man, it's the first time I had challah in, I don't know, 40, 50 years. I can't remember the last time I had it. And I didn't freeze it. I just kept it on the counter in the bag, and I ate it all week. It was delicious. I didn't make French toast. That does make the best French toast, so I'd recommend that. Etty's Deli, E-T-Y-S, Etty's Deli and Bakery. Get the knish, kasha knish. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.